Here's a real head scratcher for you. We have these two incredible theories describing the universe. Mm-hmm. On one side, you've got Einstein's general relativity, gravity, you know, smooth, predictable curves in space-time.
Right, the whole bowling ball and a trampoline idea. It works beautifully for planets, stars, galaxies.
Exactly. But then on the other side, there's quantum mechanics, and that describes the tiny world, atoms, particles.
And it's all probabilities, fuzziness, uncertainty built right in. Completely different feel.
Totally different. So the big question, the one that's really been bugging physicists for ages is, how do we make these two fit? How do we reconcile them?
Yeah, because you have to fit somehow, right? It's all the same universe.
That's what we're diving into today. We're looking at a brand new attempt to build that bridge.
And it's a massive challenge because, like you said, GR is large scale, QM is small scale.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens where they should overlap? Think about the Big Bang, the singularity inside a black hole, places where gravity is incredibly strong, but on tiny scales.
Mm. That's the Planck scale, right? Where our current theories just stop making sense together.
They just break down. They use different mathematical languages, different concepts about space and time. It's a fundamental incompatibility.
Okay, so that brings us neatly to the source for today's deep dive. It's a book called Inference and the Universe. Long title here.
Nah.
A Symbolic Mathematical Path to the Theory of Everything, combining Bayesian reasoning, fuzzy logic, and theoretical physics.
Wow, okay. That's ambitious.
It is, by Carlos Menal Ramirez, just out April 2025. A Theory of Everything.
Doesn't get much bigger than that.
Right. So our mission today is basically to unpack this. What are the key ideas? What's this new approach he's taking? And how does it stack up against, you know, the other attempts out there?
And we want to do it in a way that gives you a real sense of the landscape without getting bogged down in, like, pages of equations.
Exactly. A clear view of a very complex field.
And what immediately jumps out is the method. The subtitle mentions Bayesian reasoning, fuzzy logic, symbolic logic.
Yeah, not your typical physics toolkit, is it?
Not at all. It suggests he's coming at this unification problem from an inferential or logical angle, almost.
Okay, let's break those down a bit. Symbolic logic. That sounds like making the language super precise.
Sort of, yeah. Think Tarski, Carnap. It's about building a really rigorous, unambiguous framework to even talk about the concepts in GR and QM, making sure the definitions are solid before you try to combine them.
Right, avoid talking past each other. Then fuzzy logic. That deals with uncertainty.
Exactly. Zadeh's idea, it handles degrees of truth, vagueness. You know, things aren't always just true or false, especially in quantum mechanics where things are probabilistic or when you're dealing with theories that aren't fully nailed down yet.
So it lets you say something is, like, kind of compatible or mostly true?
Precisely. It gives you mathematical tools for that grayness. And finally, Bayesian reasoning.
Updating your beliefs based on evidence.
Mm-hmm. Follow people like Pearl and Janes. It's a formal way to assess how plausible a theory is, given what we already know, and how new evidence, maybe from an experiment, maybe a theoretical insight, should change our confidence in it.
Which seems super useful when you can't just, you know, build a Planck scale experiment in the lab.
Absolutely. You're evaluating theories based on coherence, explanatory power, and how will they fit the often indirect evidence we do have.
The book mentions using these to create compatibility diagrams in Bayesian networks. Sounds like a structured way to compare theories.
Yeah, like mapping out how different ideas connect or conflict and assigning probabilities based on logic and evidence. It's a systematic evaluation framework.
Okay, let's rewind a bit to that core problem, the incompatibility. Mm. Why are GR and QM so fundamentally different?
Well, the book goes into this, obviously. GR, at its heart, sees space-time as this continuous geometric thing. It bends and warps smoothly in response to mass and energy. It's deterministic.
If you know the starting conditions, you know the future.
Basically, yeah. But quantum mechanics, totally different picture at the micro level. It's probabilistic. You can only know the likelihood of finding a particle here or there. There's inherent uncertainty, like the Heisenberg uncertainty principle.
Position and momentum. You can't know both perfectly.
Right. And space-time in standard QM is usually just a fixed background stage, not the dynamic player it is in GR.
So one's the stage, the other's the actor, but in GR, the stage is an actor.
That's a decent way to put it. And mathematically, this clash is stark. The field equations of GR, the way string theory uses things like Polyakov actions, loop quantum gravity spin networks, they're just built using fundamentally different mathematical structures, especially when you try to push them to extremes, like that Planck scale we mentioned.
Okay, so it's a deep, deep conceptual and mathematical rift. What are the main ways people have tried to cross it so far? The book must cover the big contenders.
Oh, definitely. It gives what it calls a critical comparative assessment. So it looks at the major players.
Like string theory.
String theory is a big one, yeah. The idea that particles aren't points, but tiny vibrating strings.
And loop quantum gravity.
That's another major approach. It tries to quantize space-time itself, break it down into discrete chunks, almost.
Like pixels of reality.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Then you have M theory, which is related to string theory, kind of a proposed overarching framework, and also ideas about emergent gravity.
Where gravity isn't fundamental, but arises from something else.
Exactly. Maybe from quantum information or thermodynamics. The book likely dives into the strengths and, crucially, the weaknesses and assumptions of each of these.
And none of them have definitively cracked it yet.
Not even close. Really, they all face big challenges. String theory, for example, famously predicts extra-spatial dimensions.
Which we haven't found.
Right. And it exists in many, many possible versions, the so-called landscape problem. Loop quantum gravity has trouble showing how the smooth space-time we see emerges from its quantized picture at large scales.
So lots of promising ideas, but lots of hurdles, too.
And the book seems to emphasize comparing them critically, looking at their conceptual foundations and limitations side by side.
Okay, so this is where Metal Ramirez brings in his logic toolkit. How does symbolic logic help here, specifically?
The idea seems to be to use its precision to clearly define the core concepts, space-time, causality, state, measurement, as they appear in GR and QM, and potentially in unified theories. It's about setting up the logical foundations really carefully.
Laying down the ground rules for the concepts themselves.
Okay.
And fuzzy logic's role again.
Handling the maybe. Quantum mechanics is inherently fuzzy, in a sense. And when you're comparing developing theories, you might need to talk about degrees of compatibility or partial support from evidence. Fuzzy logic gives you a mathematical way to represent that inherent imprecision or partiality.
Instead of just saying compatible or incompatible, you can say compatible to degree X.
Something like that, yeah. It allows for more nuance in the evaluation.
And Bayesian reasoning then layers on top of this.
Right. It lets you systematically weigh the evidence. You start with some prior belief in how plausible a theory is, based on its elegance, maybe, or initial coherence. Okay. Then, as new data comes in or new theoretical insights emerge, you update that belief.
Like adjusting the odds on a horse as the race progresses.
Kind of, yes. It's about rationally updating confidence levels.
Yeah.
And the book specifically mentions applying this to things like gravitational wave data.
Ah, LIGO. That's real hard observational data.
Exactly. The detection of gravitational waves, these ripples in space-time predicted by Einstein, gives us a new window onto gravity in extreme conditions, like merging black holes or neutron stars.
So you can ask, does string theory's prediction or loop quantum gravity fit better with what LIGO and Virgo are actually seeing?
Precisely. You can use the Bayesian framework described in the book, potentially incorporating the fuzzy logic aspects, to see how the LIGO data shifts our confidence in these different unification approaches. It makes the comparison less subjective.
That's a really concrete application. It connects these very abstract theories back to actual observations.
And that's crucial. The book surely emphasizes that, ultimately, experiment and observation are the final arbiters. Mathematical beauty is nice, logical consistency is essential, but a theory has to match reality.
So LIGO is one key testing ground. Does the book mention others?
It likely discusses the ongoing search for quantum gravity effects, perhaps in cosmology, looking at the cosmic microwave background radiation for faint signatures from the early universe, or maybe even high-energy particle physics. Though the energies needed are immense. But gravitational waves are a really potent new tool.
Okay, moving beyond the physics itself, the book apparently gets into the profound philosophical ramifications. What does that involve?
Well, it seems the author connects this quest for unification to deeper questions about knowledge itself, drawing on philosophers of science like Thomas Kuhn.
Who talked about paradigm shifts.
Exactly. And Lakatos, with his ideas about research programs. Pursuing a theory of everything forces us to re-examine what we mean by fundamental concepts.
Like determinism. If quantum mechanics is inherently probabilistic, does a unified theory mean the universe isn't fully deterministic?
That's a huge question it raises. What about causality? Does cause always precede effect at the most fundamental level? And what are the limits of science? Can we ever truly have a complete theory of everything, or are there fundamental boundaries to what we can know?
So the search itself pushes us to think about thinking, about how we know what we know.
Absolutely. it touches on epistemology, the theory of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And the book even hints at potential sociocultural consequences.
What would those be?
Well, imagine if we did find that unified theory, a complete description of all forces and particles. How would that change humanity's view of itself, our place in the cosmos? It could be transformative philosophically, maybe even culturally.
A bit like Copernicus, showing we weren't the center of the universe, but maybe even more profound.
Perhaps, yeah. It's speculative, of course, but the potential impact is enormous.
Okay, so let's try to boil this down. As we finish our look at inference in the universe, what are the main takeaways?
I think there are three big ones. First, the obvious one. Unifying GR and QM is still one of the absolute biggest challenges in science. Huge hurdles remain, both in theory and experiment. No easy answers here.
Right. It's still very much an active, ongoing quest.
Second, the book's key contribution seems to be this novel approach using symbolic logic, fuzzy logic, Bayesian reasoning, not necessarily to propose the final theory itself, but as a powerful framework to rigorously evaluate and compare different candidate theories.
So it's offering a new set of tools for the search.
Exactly. A methodological innovation. And third, it really underscores how interconnected everything is at this frontier. Physics, math, logic, even philosophy. They all come together in this search for ultimate understanding.
It's not just physics in a vacuum.
Not at all. It's about the foundations of reasoning and reality itself.
So this deep dive really shows that the path to a theory of everything isn't just about the destination, the final equation. It's also very much about how we search for it, the logic we use, the way we weigh evidence.
Mm-hmm. The inferential path, as the title suggests. Mm-hmm.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? What would a complete understanding of reality truly mean for us? How would it shift our perspective on the universe and our place within it?
And maybe a final thought to leave you with, building on the book's theme. If our understanding of the universe, especially at these frontiers, is fundamentally built on inference, on drawing conclusions from limited data using logic and probability, what does that tell us about the ultimate limits and also the possibilities of scientific knowledge itself? Are there truths that inference, by its nature, might struggle to reach?
A question right at the edge of physics and philosophy. Definitely something to mull over.